This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I just got done with the Aero Precision build. This is a DMR sort of setup. Put a nice 1-4 scope on it. Black spider scope. I'm looking forward to taking it out on the range. This is not going to be one of these where I put a bipod or on it or anything else. This is actually a little lighter weight. So it's longer than a carbine, but it's shorter than your traditional DMR. So it fits in there sort of in the middle. YouTube video coming soon. The old Democrat Party is gone. In its place is a radical libertine party, full of themselves, full of radical sexual, cultural, and economic ideas that have all but killed their chances of ever getting legitimately elected again. Ever. The following eight things that I'm going to mention are what I believe has murdered the Democrat Party in its sleep. Number one, critical race theory. In all of its permutations, regardless of its origins and history, that has become the banner of anti-white racism disguising itself as anti-racism. Under this, white people are toxic, worthless, hateful. Worse, companies are actually hiring people who promote this toxicity, and schools are teaching students to hate white people. Now out in the open, the anti-white racism has created a hate-filled atmosphere of tension and dissension, where the only thing that matters first and foremost is skin color. And this is a Democrat production. Then, there's trans women in women's sports. This is basically the unfairness of allowing men into women's sports. And no, they're not women. They're not women. Even if they get the whole, everything done, the breast implants and the reassignment surgery and all that stuff, they still have the bone structure of a man. They still have the muscle inserts of a man. This is so blatant and outrageous that proponents are not merely seen as insane, but malevolent. This is the destruction of women's sports. Number three, the corruption of the FBI. Well, where do I go with that one? I've never thought the FBI. We should never look at any one organization and say, oh, they're so good, they're so above reproach, they're so viceless. These guys have become the Gestapo. Enough said. Number four. COVID mask and vaccine mandates. We know this now for what it was. We didn't know it at the time. We began to suspect, and I mean, even now, we still are in a COVID emergency. And this way, the president doesn't have to let go of any of this fun power, because, you know, he gets to sit there and munch those cones in the waffle, you know, that ice cream in the waffle cone. And at the same time, he, you know, just gets to cause you all this pain. Certainly, this was a show of power rather than anything, prophylactic against COVID. Blue states and leftist groups have revealed that they know the masks didn't prevent COVID. So instead, it's a symbol of big government. We saw Stasi tactics designed to subjugate the citizenry in order to prepare them for eventual full control. This is why I say what I do every time I get done with this show. I'm like, it's not about gun control, it's about total control. They want total control of you. They want you to be in the matrix. Number five, drag queens in the schools. Young children have been indoctrinated into sexual fetishism and perverse sexual behavior at the behest of school administrators and leftist parents who seem to see nothing morally wrong with gay men dressing up as women in highly sexually suggestive costumery and behavior. And why they're doing this has become clear. They want to break down all parental control over children and indoctrinate them into pedophilia, perversity, and compliance. And for most parents, this was a bustier too far. Number six, the economy. From the start in 2021, when he killed the Keystone Pipeline and halted all drilling and new permits, the economy began to tank. Gas prices, supply line problems, paying people not to work, profligate spending, and other avoidable problems has hit the average American smack dab in the wallet. No matter how much the Biden administration denies their role in inflation, and no matter how many times Joe says the economy is strong as hell, Americans watch their buying power dwindle. They want relief, and it's clear that they're not going to get it from the Democratic Party. Number seven, illegal immigration. From day one, the borders are flung open by the Democrat Party to drug traffickers, murderers, and myriad other miscreants in the hope that they would be the new Democrat votes. Which, that's not working out the way they thought that it would. But as a result, crime is rampant. Blue cities under Democrat rule are suffering, and homelessness is on the rise. All the while, the Biden spokespeople are claiming the border is closed. We have secured it. This is a good thing. We're doing good work. But as they squeal like stuck pigs, places like New York City have been reluctantly become home to Texas's illegals, and they've seen a marked inability to safely house the very illegals they claim to have wanted to live in their sanctuary city. And then that brings us to number eight, crime. Because the Democrats rule in blue cities, crime is not being prosecuted in the name of some weird kind of reparation. And what they don't get is that they hurt their own innocent population by allowing criminals a get-out-of-jail-free card and by not prosecuting at all. And their racist policies hurt the very people they claim to want to help. Why are they doing this? To deliberately create chaos in the execution of anti-white racism. The one solution to the rising crime rate, the prosecution and incarceration of criminals, is the one thing blue cities under Democrat rule will not do. Mayor Lightfoot makes weird and demonic home videos of herself dancing around in what appears to be a drug stupor. Rather than be a responsible mayor, she has totally ignored the death by violence rate in Chicago. And that's another very clear example of Democrats doing what they do best, which is destroying things. All of this is happening. Those eight things, those are all Democrat productions. I mean, I'm not here to tell you that the Republicans are great or they're going to do any better or they're good or whatever. But this is all Democrat policy in play. And this is happening under Democrat governance, and it is clear even to Democrat voters of goodwill that their party is no longer serving them. But it's almost like they're serving some sort of Luciferian end here. They cannot legitimately win elections anymore. They took their mask off, and this is what you see, and you must pay attention to what they're doing. You must pay attention to what you see. Don't worry about what they're telling you. Observe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, according to U.S. News and World Report, firearm sales in the United States broke records at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now researchers have found that firearm injuries to children also increased during the pandemic's first 2 years compared to the preceding year. A reasonable conclusion would be the two occurrences are somehow related, right? The way this is presented implies that increased gun sales have resulted in more children suffering firearms injuries, or in the parlance of the citizen disarmament lobby, hurt by guns, right? Well, that's, of course, wrong. The obvious logical fallacy is that correlation equals causation, and it does not. An extreme example to illustrate is why the non-existent ice cream slash rape connection, claiming both sales and sexual assaults go up in hotter weather, and falsely concluding that one influences the other. We're being led down another deceptive path, as well, with loaded terms. To see what we're supposed to envision, enter the word children in the Google image search. The results you're going to get are happy munchkins doing happy munchkin things. They're pretty much what everyone is going to expect. You have to do a deeper dive to find the population being exploited here includes 19-year-olds, and that the dramatic increases are happening due to gang activity participated in by minority populations. That really gave me some trouble. We get this from them. Firearm-related injuries in black children grew from nearly 31% in 2019 to 40% in 2020 and 48% in 2021. And those cases also showed increases in patients with mental health issues and in injuries where the shooter was a friend. Now, increased firearm sales are extrapolated by increases in background checks. Right? So who thinks a teen gangbanger submits to a background check? In order for pandemic-related sales to significantly move statistics, the transference from the legal to the illegal market would need to be almost instantaneous. When, in fact, coming from the ATF, time to crime, the amount of time between the retail sale of a firearm by a federal firearms licensee and its recovery by law enforcement, shows a national average period for 2021 of 6.21 years. True, the Michael Bloomberg-seeded agenda journalism project, The Trace, tries desperately to establish a connection, but after it's all said and done, they must concede the relationship is only suggested. And then they admit, the increase in gun sales is not solely responsible for the increase in short time to crime recoveries, and the number of guns recovered and traced by law enforcement does not always indicate the amount of gun crime in a given year. In other words, factors driving increases in the amount of short-term crime guns in the ATF's data may be separate from the factors contributing to gun violence. But once again, this is a detail. This is a zoom in. The overview they're trying to give you, the wide shot, is because people are buying more guns, crime is going up. And what's being ignored is the most likely probability that because crime is going up, more people are buying guns. The Washington Examiner reported in January, first-time gun buyers continued to flood into firearm stores last year, broadening the once male and white market with women, blacks, Asians, and Hispanics. Retailers reported that concerns about safety helped to drive 5.4 million first-timers into gun stores, where many bought more than one gun, and a sizable number also signed up for gun handling classes. What we have to understand here is that, like Bloomberg and his The Trace beneficiaries, and like the DSM picking up and parroting the latest in an unending line of narratives designed to separate you from your guns, the researchers behind this iteration of the long con are pediatricians. That politicized group, unable to disarm their countrymen, at least wants them to think they'll be safer locking their guns up separately from their ammo. If one of them tries that on you, David Codrea developed a form to determine physician qualifications for dispensing such opinions in the guise of certified medical advice and asking them to complete it. Now, hopefully no one right now thinks that that's all they want, right? As with all gun grabbers, they'll take what they can get now and come back for more later, in increments, which is the best argument I can think of against compromising. And here's what else they're coming for in their demands for a public safety approach like regulation of motor vehicles, like catch-22 mental health screening, hence the term gun nuts. Socialist wealth transfers in the guise of community intervention programs. Regulations of firearms are regulated for safety like other consumer products, including motor vehicles. National requirements could be established for training, licensing, insurance coverage, and registration for individuals purchasing guns and requirements for safe storage. Stupid and dangerous smart guns as a precursor to banning dumb ones. Ending private sales via registration enabling universal background checks. Mandated lockup for your safety. Due process denying red flag laws and tax-funded anti-gun propaganda. And, you know, they also want to ban magazines and ban assault weapons, as they call them. And they'll be happy to come up with more demands anytime we give into these. But, hey, no one's talking about taking your guns. Wink. And this is not science. This is propaganda. It's a gross abuse of public trust by some leftist quacks with a naked political agenda. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, so my opinions are easy for them to reject and condemn as unqualified. So I'll stipulate my limitations and refer gun owners to a group of physicians more than qualified to dispense sound diagnoses and prescriptions. They're the doctors for responsible gun ownership. Between them and the outstanding work by Dr. Miguel Alfaria at Hacienda Publishing, activist gun owners will have plenty of information to help expose the right swindles and correct the lies that the collectivists are forcing on the public under the false guise of medical science. The information is out there. You just have to be willing to go out there and get it and then use it. But it's out there. Half the battle is done. Half the battle is done, children. It's always, anyway. Children. Save the children. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States, 13 in the world in infrastructure. We should be ranked number one.
President Biden touting an infrastructure bill he signed earlier this year just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, near the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the country's flawed infrastructure after collapsing into a ravine just before Biden visited the city in January. Biden also in Pennsylvania campaigning for Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate. A newly filed lawsuit is accusing Google of collecting a massive database of voice and facial features without users' consent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says that's against the law. The complaint suggests that Google Nest smart home products are actively listening and recording what they hear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have learned the hard way to never look at one of these rampage killings and go off without knowing all the details. And I mean all the details. But see, I'm a commentator. And since I endeavor to put out correct information, that means if I put out incorrect information, I have to now do retractions for weeks, you know, as each little factoid comes out. Now, we have this shooting in Raleigh. And I've heard about some things having to do with that shooting in Raleigh that a lot of people are out there. And there's a little bit of false outrage going on right now. But it has nothing to do with the actual shooting. Now, the Democrats jumped all over this one. Oh, boy, they were waiting. They were waiting. And this is always, listen, gun control is always primed and ready to go. Always primed and ready to go. It is never... You know, if gun control is a really good idea, it's a really good idea all the time. But they never push it all the time. They push it when we have an event. So, Joe Biden, because somebody told him there's been a shooting, Uncle Joe, he got up, laid down his ice cream cone, and came out and exploited the mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was so bad The reaction to it was so bad that the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, they observed, the party and its president have once again revealed that they will use any tragedy to promote their agenda or public disarmament. And then in a statement from the White House following the incident in which five people were murdered by a gun-wielding teenager, Biden declared, "For the lives we've lost and the lives we can save, I took historic action to stop gun violence in our nation." Which, no, that wasn't very much action at all, Joe. No, not the BSCA. But I digress. He concluded, or continued. He said, "I signed the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years, but we must do more. We must pass an assault weapons ban. The American people support this common sense action to get weapons of war off our streets. House Democrats have already passed it. The Senate should do the same. Send it to my desk and I'll sign it." Now, radio reports, including one broadcast by WRAL News, quoting actual radio transmission, says the suspect was armed with a shotgun. But this didn't stifle Biden and others for calling for a renewal of a ban on so-called assault weapons. Enter Alan Gottlieb. He said Democrat politicians were clamoring for more gun control. Biden quickly renewed his crusade for a ban on assault weapons, and others followed his lead. To exploit such tragedies by immediately calling for additional gun control laws that would not have prevented this crime and will not prevent other crimes is the height of intellectual dishonesty. Now, I could sit here and, there's a lot of things I could say about this, but what we do know that this is not the first time they got it wrong. And when Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Naval Yard shooter, when he opened fire in 2013, killing 12 people and wounding 3 others, the media and anti-gunners quickly and mistakenly asserted that he was armed with an assault rifle, assault weapon. He was armed with a 12-gauge Remington 870 pump-action shotgun with a cut-off stock and sawn barrel. It was the quick work of one broadcast journalist, Jackie Benson, at NBC4, who initially reported that it was a shotgun, not a rifle, being used by Alexis. The revelation turned the narrative and set the record straight. At a time when polling shows a majority of voters do not want Biden to run for a second term, an accusation of intellectual dishonesty can't be very good. But Gottlieb put it in perspective that gun rights activists across the map understand. In a statement, he said, "This is one more example of Joe Biden and other Democrats lying about guns, which really shouldn't surprise anybody. They habitually lie to further a gun prohibition agenda that has nothing to do with public safety. The number of times Biden has personally lied about guns and the Second Amendment is well known. He was called out by the Washington Post fact checker for saying there were gun restrictions when the nation was founded more than 240 years ago. And lying is not too strong of a word when it comes to Biden and guns. When The Hill reported about his canard last year, it quoted his speech on violent crime. And he said, and I might add, the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon." His penchant for prevarication may be one reason his polling numbers are low. According to Rasmussen reports, only 26% of likely U.S. voters think Biden should even run for re-election. 60% say he shouldn't run. Another 14% are not sure. Also revealed that 43% of voters think Biden is not physically, 43% think he is physically and mentally up for the job. 54% think he is not. And those numbers include 26% who are very confident in his ability and 40% who are not at all confident in his ability. And, we're less than 3 weeks away from the midterms. This lack of confidence appears to be rubbing off on congressional Democrats. In a separate Rasmussen survey, the veteran polling company revealed that, if elections for Congress were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican, 41% would vote for the Democrat. But it isn't today, and we don't need to be getting all confident, overworked over this. We got to get out and vote. Interestingly enough, they're also not doing very well among independent voters. Most independents are going to break for the Republican. But this hasn't stopped Biden from attempting to exploit the Raleigh tragedy in an effort to revive his crusade to ban semi-automatic rifles. Even when a published report says a shotgun was used. Gottlieb observed, he simply can't get his story straight about guns, and when something isn't straight, it's crooked. And that seems to be the way Joe Biden has always been about guns. It's rubbed off on his party. Gun owners have figured it out, which is why they've drifted away from the Democrats and taken their votes with them. As these midterm elections loom, one question demands an answer. Have the Democrats decided to simply write off gun owners altogether? If a political party isn't interested in protecting the rights of law-abiding firearm owners, then gun owners might justifiably conclude that they're not interested in your vote either. They certainly don't act like it, do they? And we are probably the plurality of adults in the United States. Probably. I'm not sure. Probably. I think we are. I don't know what percentage that would be, though. I just don't know. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, portion of this show. This portion of this show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Candace Owens is not Black Lives Matter's biggest problem this month. Their own website and social media posts are. These are not new revelations because the information has been online for years, but when it goes viral on its own, it's the end of the world for this race-hustling, anti-Semitic fraud. An egg on the face of every organization and political figure that got behind it. And there were so many. And these could claim, they could claim reasonably, at least until now, that they didn't know, but they no longer have that excuse now. They need to get clear of this impending public relations catastrophe immediately, if not sooner. Recently, we found out that BLM's co-founder Patrice Cooler has put her name and the BLM's behind convicted terrorist murderer Rasmia Odeh and convicted cop killer Asada Shakur, also known as Joanne Chesimard. And as Cooler's was in fact BLM's de facto leader when she did this, that's enough to associate the entire organization with these statements, along with support for the anti-Semitic boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement. And if you look further down that rabbit hole over the weekend, you find that it's not just Cooler's, it's the entire organization. There's a YouTube video out of not just Cooler's, but her fellow BLM co-founders, Alisa Garza and Opal Tometi, discussing the Asada chant. And in the video, they're saying, this is how we close out every meeting, every event, every action, every freeway we've shut down, every mall we've shut down. This is from our beloved Asada Shakur. She's a powerful leader who we are inspired by. And that's not just one BLM leader. That's, or even just all three BLM leaders. Every BLM meeting, every BLM event, and every criminal obstruction of highways and shopping malls uses a quote from this convicted killer of a New Jersey state trooper. Ambush killings of law enforcement professionals are increasing along with anti-Semitic hate speech and hate crimes, and it's reasonable to believe that glorification of Assad Shakur and Rasmia Odeh is at least partly responsible for both. Not only did all three BLM leaders endorse Assad Shakur, thus placing the organization squarely behind a convicted cop killer, BLM's official website removes all ambiguity. It says, in the words of Mama Assad Shakur, we must love and protect one another. Now, you know, they could have quoted Martin Luther King. Why a cop killer as opposed to a universally respected civil rights activist? Why is the cop killer the role model? Then, the Democratic National Committee appears to have removed Black Lives Matter organizing resources from their website, possibly in light of all the questions about the finances that came up earlier this year. Lest we forget, however, the Washington Post reported in 2020, Democratic Convention embraces Black Lives Matter. The Massachusetts Democrat Party appears to have not gotten the word, yet noting its promotion of View the Healing Justice and Action Toolkits from Black Lives Matter here. And if you go and check it out, what you'll see is, how do we scaffold and support our well-being through direct action and confrontation? Some forms of direct action, like strikes and sit-ins, the latter in places where one has a right to be, are lawful, but others, like obstructing highways and shutting down shopping malls, as stipulated by BLM's leaders, are unlawful and infringe on the rights of others. Maybe the Massachusetts Democrats should have asked BLM what it means by direct action before putting their names behind it. Then there's the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, whose official webpage not only supports Black Lives Matter, but also implies that Michael Brown, who did not have his hands up, was killed without justification, as opposed to being shot in self-defense, when he more likely than not tried to take an officer's sidearm and turn it against him. When not only BLM, but also prominent Democrats support cop killers like Chesimard and would-be cop killers like Hakeem Littleton beyond a reasonable doubt and Michael Brown more likely than not, it's no surprise that violent felons are killing police for sport by luring them into ambushes with 911 calls rather than the traditional criminal motives such as robbery and dealing drugs. Now the actual crime hasn't occurred, they're making a 911 call and luring them in there to kill them. Tarrant County Democratic Party stands with Black Lives Matter, also names Michael Brown as a victim. So it seems that quite a few Democratic political figures have yet to get word that BLM is spoiled goods. Then, at UC Berkeley, anti-Israel activists rip up a photo of Rasmia Odeh's terror victims. Now, that goes, as I see it, even further than mere disagreement with the policies of Israel, or even anti-Semitic denial of Israel's right to exist. When you tear up the victims' pictures, you're telling me that their Jewish lives do not matter, and that you're okay with their murders. That is what I infer from this behavior. And I believe this inference to be reasonable. And even if we assume for the sake of argument that Odeh didn't do it, and the U.S. and Israeli justice systems both believe she did, somebody murdered the two men in question, and he or she used a bomb to do it. And the same individual planted a second bomb to murder emergency responders, but the Israelis, who are quite used to this behavior from Palestinian terrorists, disarmed it. But when you tear up the victim's pictures, you come across as at the very least condoning what happened. Then, there's another YouTube video in which Jewish Voice for Peace welcomes Rasmia Odeh and the Anti-Defamation League lists Students for Justice in Palestine and Bears for Palestine as additional Odeh supporters. So, a lot of videos out there of these people doing their various shenanigans. I would love to know why the non-citizens among them were allowed into the country at all, and given valuable places in a university that could have been filled instead by, as just, you know, Ukrainians, Hong Kong Chinese, or Afghan refugees from the Taliban. all of whom would value our country's freedoms and opportunities, follow the rules, and quite likely make excellent citizens. Black lives always mattered. Black lives always, all human. You know, if we're going to walk around and call ourselves human beings, that in itself infers a lot of things, like compassion and empathy. And black lives have always mattered in the United States. They have always meant something. Black America has fought the wars with us, for us. You know, not the wars with us, but I mean they have come with us as we go off. I served with so many people that were not Caucasian, with one mission. We had our differences. To get out there, the other thing about the whole Black Lives Matter experience, the whole Black Lives Matter experience saw an increase in a year and a half, I think it is, of 3,800 additional black men murdered. Victims of violence. Now, you know, it doesn't matter to me. And if they get murdered, it doesn't matter how they get murdered to me. It matters that violence found them and killed them. And I just want to know how you sit out there and claim Black Lives Matter when you facilitate 3,800 additional black lives terminated. Some of them are gangbangers, and that does not mean they should be killed. They're gangbangers because they are the recipients of Democratic policy. That's why they're gangbangers. That's how they ended up where they are. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.